Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of Hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble Imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
We have been talking about some of the strategies parents and educators can apply to help teenagers navigate certain sorts of challenges. Well, we discussed open communication is first key to any resolution. Number two, be active listeners. Number three, we said, set boundaries. Number four, we said to introduce different sorts of challenges to them. And then we introduced them role models. And then we were talking about an important aspect, that is balance between traditionalism and modernity. So, yeah, we would like to know about more strategies to help our teenagers navigate different sorts of challenges they face.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The first thing, just like you have said, after open communication and all the sequence, one of them is to promote self-care to your teenagers. And the other one is seeking a professional help. Example, if you promote or if you encourage habits like exercise, healthy eating, and your teen having enough sleep, required sleep, then what's going to happen is this will definitely have a great impact on your teen's mental health.
Okay.
So if your teen is facing a challenge, normally what happens is when your teen is going and doing exercise, having good sleep, having healthy diet, and it's not junk food and stuff what your teen is eating, then the teen is gonna get enough energy, gonna get enough vitamins and proteins. You know why? Because eating or the food has a lot of impact on our character, on our mental health. You see, example, I would connect it to the day of Ashura, where Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam told something which is gonna stay in our ears, I would say, until the day of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
He said the reason of why you can't hear the truth or why you can't accept the truth is because your stomachs are filled with haram.
Yeah.
You see? So what is gonna be thrown into the stomach has a lot of impact on our faith,
yes,
on our decision making. Okay? So
on our listening.
Everything, yep, exactly.
Accepting, understanding.
Insights, everything change.
Yeah.
Everything change with what we are eating, example. What we are earning, how are we earning, you see? So if we promote self-care, then we would definitely say, okay, eat that which is halal.
Yeah.
And that eat that which is healthy for you.
Yeah.
Will definitely give a very positive impact upon the child in order to go through challenges.
Yeah.
And his or her mental health is gonna be in a good part, I would say.
Yeah.
Rather than the bad one, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So the second one, and the last one, I would say, after promoting self-care, is seeking professional help. And that is, if a teen is kind of still struggling, so you have changed the health diet, example, the diet plan.
And I would say that many parents are not really educated to that extent that they know how to navigate and how to help their teens navigate. I think professional help is a must. Even if parents are educated, still, I guess, this really helps.
Definitely. I would say if your strategies are not working, then the final step, I would say, is seeking professional help.
For example, my sister is a speech therapist,
mm-hmm,
and I was not looking out there for some professional help. But like, she just, we kind of send each other videos. and what kind of videos we send and what kind of feedback she gave me, I'll tell you after a short break.
Okay.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the strategies, the ways to help teenagers navigate certain type of challenges. So saying that my sister is a speech therapist, and then we would exchange the videos of each other's kids, and we just see it, enjoy it, do commenting. And she told me in a video that I assume that your child is having a lack of attention span. I said, I'm not sure about that, but how could you say that? She said, I could deduce that from the video. And the thing that you can do is, do they have watercolors? And I don't know, the ice cream sticks you might be having, or when they eat, ice cream, just collect these ice cream sticks and tell them to focus on, like, give me these number of sticks colored with this color and these number of sticks colored with this particular color. See, I was not looking for a professional help. Mm-hmm. But still, it helped really, and that was a beautiful strategy to increase the attention span. And she told me definitely they're watching a lot of television. That's why the attention span has decreased. So like, see, I didn't talk to her. I didn't discuss any issues. Yes. The issues I couldn't even imagine are the issues. But yes. Just, I don't know, just imagining, just, or I would say just analyzing certain behaviors. Mm. She was able to analyze certain things and also gave up the strategy. So personal, I would say professional help is not an obstacle.
Definitely. You know, seeking professional help always helped. Even in the religion of Islam, I would say, even in the contemporary era, in this modern world, unfortunately, yeah. So in all the places, I would say professional help is a must, okay? Unfortunately, in today's world, what's happening is the parents, they don't like seeking professional help, especially when it comes to the matters of personal mental health, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, mental issues. Psychological issues.
And they would like, I would say, if you tell some parent, go and seek some professional help about your teenager, and mm-hmm. all, they said they are not suffering some mental issue. Why should I go? Why should I seek help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
And you know, like when you say go and seek some professional help, they would be like, okay.
God forbid. God forbid.
Am I a mental person who is suffering from some disorder,
yeah,
or something? They see themselves to be perfect. And you know what? Other than this, even if they want to go...
We have to clarify this to ourselves that professional help is not only for those who are suffering like some huge mental disasters.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, it's for everyone. You know what? Let me tell you something which most of the people, I would say, have this thing in their mind is, if they seek personal help, okay, they think that, okay, what is the opposite person going to think about me? This is what they think.
So like, even if you feel like I need some professional help, still what bothers you is, mm-hmm, what the other person thinks about me.
Yeah.
We'll discuss more with you. Let's take a short break here. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here, and we are discussing certain strategies that could help teenagers navigate different sorts of challenges.
So over here, when a parent or even a teen, anyone, okay, me, you, anyone, the listener, whoever it is, if they have this thing in mind, okay, what is the person going to think about us? Then that person know that the person is in real destruction. You know why? If you tell a diseased person, he is suffering from, example, he's having fever, he's having cold and cough and stuff, and you tell that person, go to a doctor, go see a doctor, go see an expert, and the person is like, oh, you know what? I don't want to see a doctor. You are like, yeah. Why? And you're, and the person will be like, I don't know what the doctor will think about me. This is like, oh my God. Really? Yeah. You will say, dude, what are you doing? Like, what's wrong with you? You see? So now the same thing works even over here. Okay, you know what? You have to go to, of course, this is not the same scenario as that one. Over here, the challenge is different. Over here, the challenge is not a physical one. It's a mental one, okay? Over here, the challenge, it's not necessary that the challenge is always like a mental issue or something or disorder or something. There's a small problem. There's a small issue in the family, example, okay? So that needs to be sorted. It needs to be solved before any other consequence, before other consequences arise because of this particular issue. So over here, when you go to a professional helper, know that the professional helper should have this quality that he shouldn't leak your secret to others.
Yeah.
Example, he shouldn't be of those people who's like, oh, he's going to judge you, okay? Of course, you're not going to go to a person who's going to judge you, okay? You are going to go to a scholar, example, who is a professional person, okay? Any person who is professional in a particular field. Example, now that you want to seek consultancy, you want to consult, definitely you're not going to go to some architect, okay?
Yeah.
He's not going to give you a consultancy about, or he's not going to consult you about the solving of your problems, of your daily life problems, example, okay? So you're going to choose a scholar who is good, who has studied, who is good at keeping secrets, example, okay? And who's not going to judge you.
Yes.
He is someone who is who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And when he hears your problem, he understands you.
Yes.
And he's going to put forward the solution in the light of Quran and the Hadith. This is what the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam used to do.
Yeah.
Number of examples. Like people coming to the Prophet, people coming to Imam Ali, people coming to Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Go and look at their lives. You can find hundreds and hundreds of stories and examples where the people used to approach them and they used to ask, oh, Ya Rasulullah, I have this problem in my life. Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I have this problem in my life.
Be the problem a small or a big problem. For example, we remember this problem of a lady who said to Prophet that, advise my child not to eat much dates. And then he avoids this. I had been eating dates myself for like past 1 or 2 days. And then he advises him not to eat dates when he's not eating them themselves. Well, unfortunately, we don't have such professional advisors today who will not be doing things themselves and they would advise. But yeah, advisors are not bad. Advisors should be taken. Like we have this saying in Kashmiri that says, take what is said, do not take the person.
Yeah, exactly, inshallah.
Thank you being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.